and welcome to Elizabeth Magical Garden, a magical garden reaching for the stars.
Episode 147. Hi, my name is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Magical Garden, a magical garden reaching for the stars. Guys, I couldn't even get it out because this is the second time that I am recording this particular podcast, and it's okay because I said to myself, this message will get out. Guys, welcome back to the podcast. You know, we're here for the ups and downs and all arounds. It's all good. That's what life is all about. But we are here to give much, much thanks. This episode, we are talking about the sun energy. The summer is here. Well, let's slow down a little bit. It's still spring where I'm at, right? If you're in the Northern Hemisphere, we are approaching summer, but we're not quite there yet. But in saying that, as I was meditating, I just was looking out and it's just so beautiful and it's just so sunny outside. Now, I'm still not partaking because your girl is still in recovery mode, but nonetheless, we are rejuvenated. We are receiving the energy that is here, and I'm here to bring the good news to each and every one of you guys. So here we go, right? Guys, dreams. Let's talk about our dreams. Let's talk about the fruitfulness of knowing that what seeds that we put in the ground has come to pass. Now, you might be saying to yourself, well, I don't see nothing coming to pass. I put this seed in and I didn't see nothing yet. But does that mean it's not coming to pass? Or does it mean that you are not giving enough time? Time is definitely of the essence. You know, we hear so much like time is not of the essence. Time is. Time is linear. Our time is not the creator time. So because where you stand today may look bleak, doesn't mean that is going to be like this forever. And why and how do I know this? Well, every day the sun goes up, the sun goes down. Is that to say that the sun goes away? Is that to say that the sun will not be out? Even when it's a rainy day, even when it appears to be a cloudy day, does not mean that the sun did not show up. Does not mean that when the spring is going and you see what they say, spring showers bring flowers, or however that goes. Spring showers bring May flowers. There you go. Doesn't mean that it's not doing its job, guys. Doesn't mean that because it's been raining for a couple of weeks and it's been gray and the weather seems to look bleak, doesn't mean that the plants are not receiving what they need. You need a little bit of everything. You need the sun as well as you need the rain. You need the wind. You need the earth. You need all these elements to reap and to receive the new energy that is here for you. Now, this goes with life. There are good times. There are bad times. It's all around, right? But all these twists and turns produce a certain amount of surge of energy that's going to bring you through the next chapter of your life. And what I am coming to realize every single day is that every single thing counts. And it's not to say that because you have a monkey wrench to just turn your back on your dreams, just because things are not going exactly as planned. You know, a lot of times we tend to make plans, but just because we made our particular plans, we tend to, I don't know about you guys, but I'm gonna shout myself out, tend to isolate the fact that life plays its part too, right? In saying that, when we are in a darker half of the year, hence fall, winter, these are the times when we take rest. These are the times when we cultivate, plan out, sow the seeds, right? Put them into the ground so they can be ripe and ready for the spring and summertime. Now, once we are in the sunny part, right? Spring is in the air. You know, especially if you live in the Northern Hemisphere, that's where we are right now. Spring is here. And just because we don't see those buds coming through to fruition like we expected them to be, does not mean that they're still are not or won't come through. I find a lot of times that, you know, and I know I used to do that and I still am working on that, guys. A lot of times, you know, when we put such hard work into things and we don't see it manifesting in the time frame that we see fit, we tend to walk away. Why is that? Why do we walk away on the things that we work so hard and spent so many hours, so many months on, just because we tend to have something else that came and took away from the time, the consistent time that we've been putting in? So now it's like, oh, you know, now it's messed up. Now, you know what? I'm just gonna like let it die. No. You know, just like everything else, sometimes you have to take a loss to get a gain. Sometimes you have to take a breather for you to come back stronger. Now, yes, I, you know, hear people, you know, go on and say no matter what, they still produce, they did this, they did that, they did that. But you don't know the help. You don't know what else they had going on that allowed that. And I'm not making excuses, but concentrate on what you can do. Concentrate on your energy. Concentrate on your behalf. Always be true to you. You know, I did disclose last podcast, episode 146, that I was and still am recovering from a back injury, right? I had to stay still. You know, I chose to take a little time to just really make sure that my cup was full, right? Because I come to you guys with my most authentic self. I come to you guys with the understanding that I am giving from a full cup. I cannot give you guys what I don't have, and I'm perfectly okay with that. So does that mean that because the consistency of the progression and things that I want it to be doesn't maybe even bother me? Of course, I love. You know, I'm a creator. I love to create. I love to give back and share the things that I know to be true and the things that has been working for me in any shape or form with you guys. And I always say, if I help one, I have done my job. But in saying that, the major lesson, without contradicting myself, is always making sure that my cup is full, right? Making sure that you have the energy to consistently show up in a manner that is authentic to you. So, where am I going with this? When it comes to your dreams, life is going to take you in different heights and layers, but stay the course. Stay the course. Keep what you know to be true to your heart and allow yourself the freedom to know that your time, your space is already set in stone. All the other and how it's going to unfold and when and how, all this other stuff, leave that on to the creator. I believe that we are all part of a major source. We come from something so beautiful that we cannot even see it, right? So with that being said, we all have our particular mark to leave on this here on earth. I truly, truly believe that. And once you come to understand that, regardless of the things that tend to take you away or pull you from, understanding the mark that the blessings of the dream, the seed that has been planted in you, was for a reason. And once you focus on that reason, you, my friends, your beautiful flower on here, on this hill on earth, will always flourish, will always come true. So create, my loves. Dream on. Do not steer away from the course, because we need you. Guys, I love you so much. Stay in peace, stay blessed, and stay in power. Peace.
Hey guys, leave a comment, a review, preferably 5 stars. And don't forget to check me out on Instagram, because what is popping over there? And also check out my YouTube channel to stay connected and see your girl's lovely face. Guys, I love you so much. Keep on pushing, and I'll definitely speak to you soon. Be blessed.